Hi, welcome to the GameSlave Podcast, episode 79. It is myself, Assimilator, today. Proteus and Zelda Queen shan't be joining me, but they are working hard on other GameSlave-related stuff. At least I know one of them is. Zelda Queen's doing some great art right now, so hopefully we'll see some stuff from her soon regarding that. In the meantime, I do have a few things to talk about with y'all today, so let's jump to it. The Diablo 3 beta looks like it's going to be coming out soon, so that means it's all the more closer to becoming real life. Currently, apparently, Blizzard developers are working on playing the alpha build, which sounds like the full game. It allows you to play all the way to the final boss. I'm not going to spoil who they said the final boss was, but if you can't figure that out on your own, I really have to question some things. But one of the biggest news that's not beta-related about it is the auction house that's going to be in Diablo 3. Apparently, there's going to be two auction houses in order for users to, quote-unquote, trade items with each other. There's going to be one that uses the traditional gold that you pick up from slaying monsters and demons and the such. And then there's going to be a real money auction house where people can basically sell items that they find as drops for real currency. I did a post on this yesterday, and mine was, I'll admit, I was a little sensational in the posting. I did put some facts on there, but yeah, I was a little sensational. I'll admit, but I had fun writing it. After I posted it, though, good old Zelda Queen did post an update to it. She was a little more objective about it, I guess is a good word I can put it. She did mention the fact that while the fee for getting your money out of your e-currency account that is set up on the Blizzard site that your money goes into doesn't actually go into Blizzard's pockets. It goes into a third party that basically pays for the transaction of the money from the e-currency to the credit card that is set up on your Blizzard.net. So it's still handy. I mean, could be a good system, assuming it doesn't get out of hand. Apparently, there's also a way for those of you that don't want to spend real money on the items, but that's where all the items are going. There'll also be auctions for selling, turning your gold that you earn into e-currency, which then you can then spend on the real money auctions. It'll be interesting to see how this works. I'm kind of looking forward to see if it works well or not. I mean, this is something that nobody's ever done before in a video game environment. And while some people don't want to admit it, this is an MMO game now. Another thing about Diablo 3 that they did announce is that you have to play online. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. There is no local play. And this is so that Blizzard can control the characters. They can make sure that there's not any cheating or duping going on. They can also make sure that there's not any illegal mods, which in Diablo 3, that's going to be any mod. They have outright said there are no mods allowed for Diablo 3. It's going to be in the terms of use, so if you have a mod for Diablo 3 that you end up using, you could potentially have your account banned. Seems a little strong-armed, but they are trying to keep their game fair for everybody, so I can understand that. So, I'm looking forward to it. It could be quite interesting, and we'll see more, and as I know more, I'll keep you all informed. Let's see, what else do we got here? The PlayStation game maker, they've always done games for just PlayStation, Sucker Punch, has recently been purchased, actually, by Sony. Now, the company that made games only for PlayStation only is owned by PlayStation, so there won't be a big change in them, actually. Now, if you don't know who Sucker Punch is, they made the Infamous games and the Sly Cooper games. They're traditionally pretty fun games. Apparently, Sly Cooper 4 is in the works, which will be interesting to see once it comes out. I know I'm kind of looking forward to it, although I'll admit I haven't actually played any of the Sly Cooper games. But I'm always up for a good platformer, especially one that's done well in this day and age. Let's see, what else? NDK. It is coming up, so everybody that wants to go, you gotta get on it. Hurry up, people. The pre-registration is going to be ending soon. It looks like it's going to be ending sometime around the, 14th. So if you want to go to Nandesukan, the largest anime convention in the Rocky Mountain region, jump on it now. ndkdenver.org/registration. That's where you want to go. If you get it by the 14th before they close, your price for the entire weekend is $40. If you wait till you go at the door, you're paying $50. And if you decide just to do a single day, which is only purchasable at the door, you're doing 30. So if you manage to pre-reg by the 14th on the site, you're paying $40 instead of having to pay 30 just for one day. It's a great deal, people. Get on that. They do have a number of great guests this year. They have Chris Kaysen, Jamie Marchi, Kevin McKeever, Leigh Clark, Mary Elizabeth McLean, Patrick Seitz, Stephanie Say, Steve Yun, Todd Habercorn, Tommy Yun, Tony Oliver, and Vic Mignogna. I can never pronounce Vic's last name right. I am sorry, Vic, if you're listening to this. A few of these people are returners. I'm pretty sure Patrick Seitz has been there before. Steve Yun, Tommy Yun has been there before, and Vic has been there a few times, has been to NDK before. Unfortunately, Chris Patton and Wendy weren't able to return this year. I think last year was their last year at NDK, so if you had wanted to see them, sorry. But there's still a great host of people coming, so be sure to come on down. Again, 14th is when you need to register by. And hey, it's only 36 days. There's only about 36 days till NDK. And yeah. Yeah, apparently I did only have a few things to talk about, because that's about it. If you are playing Rift, the event is almost over. They're on the last bits of it now. So if there are any items you particularly wanted from the event vendors, get on it. They'll be gone soon, and then you'll lose your chances. There's one particular planar focus, which opens up all your slots for you and gives you water breathing. But that one's 1,000 of the coins. So if you haven't gotten started yet, I'm sorry. You don't have that great of a chance. But I wish you luck. In the meantime, I do want to congratulate our Facebook contest winner. She finally answered the question, where is Calcifer from? And the answer was Howl's Moving Castle. I'll be contacting her in order to find out which prize she wants, the Dragon Nest shirt, World of Tanks t-shirt, or the lanyard from Nexon. In the meantime, you all have a great day, and game on!